Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Daniel said something remarkable. He said, those that do know their God, they'll do exploits. They'll follow him, and they're under the same attacks that everybody's under, and worse. Satan sends his worst, his best soldiers against the people of God. Now, the time frame that Daniel is talking about is the tribulation period, and there will be people in the tribulation that learn who God is. They will desperately study all the teachings of those that were raptured, and knowledge will be increased again. Now, there will be a remnant of people that know God, because there will be tribulation survivors. And when it's people that are the most vulnerable are the people that don't know God. And that's always been the case. But with the church in place, a man can live a decent life even though he don't know God. It's kind of like an entrepreneur, a man that works by himself in his own business. You know, usually people call themselves entrepreneurs when they have their own business, but they're usually not established. Some are, but some are not. They're just getting started, or they've been doing it and they hadn't gotten it all the groundwork done yet. And I've been there, and it's very difficult. You can make money, and you can even thrive if you work for yourself, by yourself. And you know, I had a mobile auto service. I was a true entrepreneur. I didn't have a financial backing. What I made was what I made. And I started with a box of tools. It was bigger than a shoebox. It was a toolbox. It could hold a pretty good amount of tools. And I could fix a lot of things out of that toolbox. And I had a Ford Maverick. And I went from having a Ford Maverick to the next year. I still had all my bills at home. I still had to buy groceries and pay bills and everything. But 1 year later, I had a Ford truck. And it was a 61 model. It was older than I was. I was born in 63. The truck was made in 61. And it was the only, they made a unibody truck. The bed was made to the cab. Beautiful truck. And a man gave it to me for $100. And I fixed that truck, and I bought a car and put the motor in it and got it running and painted. Had tires and wheels on it. And it was nice. When I finished it, it was nice. 2 years later, it was real nice. I had a compressor on it and everything. Things got better and better. I bought better tools. But when you work a job, there are more people doing work. A job is a lot easier than having your own business. On a job, you got many people doing things, tasks, and you're not as tired. But when you work for yourself, you have to make sure everything is done. You have to make sure the paperwork is done. You have to make sure that the cars are fixed, or whatever you're doing, whatever service you're rendering, you got to make sure that's in place. And then you have to guarantee it. If something goes wrong, you got to make sure it's right at your expense. And sometimes, even if it's not your fault, people don't understand, you fix it anyway. You do more than what you would do when there's a network. But now, the church is in place. The church has the Holy Spirit. Even though they ignore, everybody does a little bit, and it adds up. Hear me good. This people that have the Holy Spirit, they are rarely influenced by it. But they don't get in trouble. They don't do negative things. They do more positive things. And from time to time, the Lord will get their attention and they'll pray and something gets done. All that helps everybody in society. Because there's a network of Christians praying. They pray for the, out of all the Christians, there's probably 1 or 2% that'll pray for the president and pray for the people and the leaders. And those prayers mean a lot. Our prayers avail much. A lot of people don't pray until they get an emergency or unless they want something from God. I'm sorry. But it still adds up. It's just like a job. Some people loaf all day. They hardly do anything. And when they take off, you can't tell the difference. But then some, even though they don't do much, they do a few things. And they still get paid. Because businesses, they charge enough to pay everybody. And they make a profit. And some people are key people. If they're off, everybody knows it. Things start crashing. But some people can ride the system. And if they got a job, they'd fold because they're not motivated. I mean, if they have their own business, they'd fold because they're not motivated. They go broke. All right? It's the same thing that's going to happen in the tribulation. In the tribulation period, the best Christians, everybody that love God sincerely, are gone. Their prayers are gone. Their influence is gone. There's a vacuum in the world system. See, the world system can survive because they are praying people. If we're the salt of the earth and the light of the world, we're the light of the world, we show people the way to go. Just by our kindness and our love. Doing the right thing. Then we're the salt. We keep evil at bay by exposing things that are wrong. Some men, they wouldn't do right. But they look across the street and there's a man that loves his wife and they have a good relationship. Sometimes they sit on the front porch and talk. And their kids are friends with their kids. So these are ties that bind. Sometimes they refrain themselves from an affair because they see how good marriage can be. Then they look down the street and there's another guy with his wife. And they seem to be doing all right. And then they look further down the street and there's a guy that got caught in adultery. And he's about to lose everything. See, he has something to compare to. But let's say on another block, all the men are slick. They got girlfriends and there's no brace. Everybody they know, everybody in their circle is doing wrong. And they think they're getting away with a lot. And Satan gets them deeper in sin. And the corruption is eating them from the inside out. And their life starts slowly deteriorating, and they can't get it back. But see, the guy that's on the other street, he see that there are people that love each other. And it gives him a reality check that this is worth it to do it God's way. And then he starts going to church. And then he gets saved and meets Jesus for real. Now he's in. Now he's strong. Or, like most Christians, he's just not doing wrong. But when the rapture happens, all those people are gone. Their prayers are gone. Their influence is gone. Their advice is gone. Their brace is gone. They're gone. All they are is a memory. And you remember the people that did right by you. They did right by others. And then there are those who didn't do right, and they got saved. And the Lord had mercy on them. And they're going to wonder, well, I lived a better life than them. Why didn't God take me? They didn't get saved. See, all these, they're going to leave confusion. But I believe that the Lord's going to do something that people are going to know. Even foolish people get saved. Some people are just foolish. And foolish people can get saved. And sometimes a foolish man, God can provoke a wise man with a foolish man. There are foolish people out there, and people get saved, and God going to take what's his, not what's not. All right, but at the rapture, the church is gone. Even the Christians that were not aggressive and kind of lazy and selfish, if they were in the kingdom, God can work with them later, but they're gone. And the people that went backwards, they're left. They know the language of the Christians. They know the teachings. They're left here. They're embarrassed to show their face. All this is going to happen. Many things are going to be, people are going to, the enemy is going to twist everything. He's going to lie just like he always do. And he's going to try to build up the proud people to make noise. And this noise, this satanic bickering, he'll use it to deceive people. But remember, now the church is gone. The prayers are gone. The influence of the Holy Spirit is with them. They're gone. He's gone. And now, people are caught off guard. And the proud men of the world are going to rise up and give their power to the beast, this political leader and his system and his false prophet. Now the false prophet is the real snake. He's going to cause people to wear the mark of the beast. And they're not going to be able to buy or sell. Even if they're rich, their money means nothing now. He's going to take that money. If they don't take his mark, he's going to keep whatever they have. And he's not just going to take their possessions. He's going to kill them and then take their possessions. And people are going to have to run. They're going to have to be like a man on the run. You know, Eric Robert Rudolph, he blew up an abortion center in Birmingham. And he was on the lam for years. And they found him in a dumpster somewhere. Well, he knew how to get away. And he got caught. And now they track people. They can check you. They have heat. They can see your body heat from space. To the point people are going to say, how can anybody fight against the beast? It's going to be very difficult. All the people in jail, they're already captured. They can't go anywhere. So they're going to have to wear the mark or die. They're already caught. People in hospitals, they're vulnerable. They're too sick to run. They're going to come in there and they're going to kill them. And some people are too selfish to run. They're in bad shape. Not only they're too lazy to try to run. You can't drive, you can't get license, you can't get insurance. Nothing you have is worth anything if you don't take that mark. And if you live in these so-called civilized societies, it'll be hard to get away. And they're coming for you. They're gonna but with the wisdom of God, people that do know their God will do exploits even when there's no security system around you. When you have a job, that's your security system. People can really hide in the job. The effort you put forth on a job, you can make money, even if you don't put forth a lot of effort. But when you're an entrepreneur, you got to make sure everything is done before you go to sleep at night. And you have to have a system that works. It takes more intelligence. It takes more diligence. It's kind of like being in the military. You have to make sure that everything is right before you lay down at night. And some people, They're going to learn from the Lord, and they're going to do exploits, even though the pressure's on them. They don't have a network of people praying. They don't have the brace of the Christians that's living the life. They don't have the wisdom, the network wisdom of the Holy Spirit. It's going to all be on them. They're going to have to believe what the Lord is telling them. They're going to have to believe God's word. They're going to have to believe God's guidance. Just like I'm teaching now. They're going to have to learn to seek the Lord, take him at his word, even when they don't understand. People that do know their God will do exploits. See, a lot of people, they're winning because there's a network in place. There are other people praying. And sometimes because God wants to train others, he'll cause you to understand things. Now, all that's going to be gone. It's going to be down to you or to the individual. And Daniel said, they that do know their God, they're going to stand and they'll do exploits. They'll do works of love under fire. I mean, under bullet fire. Under attack. And Satan's trying to kill them. The military, the people are motivated to kill them. The people who wear the mark are enemies. See, if you love the world, you're the enemy of God. The mark just proves it. There are people right now they'll take the tattoo right now. Just a little pressure, they'll fold. They don't have any love for God. They love this world system. They don't see nothing wrong with it. They're going to believe that the aliens got everybody. They're going to believe some logic. If they'll believe evolution, they'll believe anything. Anybody that'll put their trust, the trust of their life in evolution theories, they'll definitely take the mark. They'll probably pay for it. Because evolution is so stupid. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. When I was a child and didn't know all the facts of life and everything, I knew that was stupid. And even now, I have a hard time believing people really believe that. I think they just don't want to acknowledge God in their life. I mean, if you're going to come up with something, why did it have to be so stupid? Life don't come from a fire or a big bang. If you blow something up, things go to pieces. It don't form intelligence and start making things. But if you believe a lie like that, if you believe a lie so stupid, you just don't want to know God. Evolution is so ridiculous. When they talk about it, I just turn the channel. I say they want to believe a lie. They got to. It don't make sense. Everything that God made proves that he made it. It's too much intelligence in it. Even a tree. Jesus used a mustard seed to reference heaven. He said that the mustard seed is the smallest herb and it's the smallest seed and becomes the greatest herb. It becomes the greatest herb and the birds of the air can rest in the shadow of it. So was heaven. Now, one thing that the scientists, the atheists, disagreeing scientists said that I agree with, they said that the universe was small. It started small. And it could probably fit in the palm of your hand. Because everything God make is in seed form. He spoke it. Everything that you see, he made it. He spoke it. And he did it a long time ago. And the universe is still expanding because he's still creating life. He's still making planets and people and everything he wants. He didn't stop just because one angel went haywire. He didn't put everything on hold just because one angel went crazy. He kept creating life. And he's not going to stop. Now it's time for people to start paying attention for their own good. See, when the church is gone, the network is gone. But Daniel said, they that do know their God. See, knowing God make for yourself makes the difference. But when people don't want to know God, they're not going to follow him. Christians hardly follow him. My message was to follow God again. But people didn't receive that message too good. And they still did good works. They just didn't do the greater works that they could have done. But when all that's gone, there are going to be people that still learn who God is. They're going to get saved, listen to messages just like this one. Because it's going to be on the internet long after I'm gone. And people are downloading it. It's going to be on devices. People are going to get to it. And God's going to make sure it does, because I prayed that he would. Our prayers avail much. But as we go forward in the Lord, doing his will, doing his work, the Lord, he's putting things in motion now for people in those days. And I thank the Lord for that and the glorious things he already told me about. But if you trust him at all, understand that if you get to know him, that's the key. And you can do exploits. You can survive, you can win, and do well. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.